Operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
47.
Back in Kindia North Huron High School, the kickoff went down to the 12-yard line. It was not an onside kick this time from the Warriors. Quinton Hooper, the QB, also the kick returner, and he had a nice return all the way out to the 47-yard line of the Tigers. Carsonville Port Sanilac takes over there just shy of midfield. And if you're CPS, you're down 16 to nothing, barely a half of a quarter into this game. That was a nice release from the pressure as far as letting this game get away. First and 10, handoff, and that goes nowhere.
Handoff that time.
That was a dive up the middle. Number 13, Austin Kelly, the junior.
Rice is right there to make a stop for no gain.
And he didn't go anywhere.
As he handed
taken
off to Kelly.
Down in the middle of the
right there,
field, right up the gut on the dive play, and it was stopped for less than half of a yard. Second and 10, maybe second and 9.5 if you're being very generous. Very little on first down. That is probably not where you want to be if you are a run-happy team, which Carsonville, Port Sanilac at least showed in their first drive that is their comfort level.
That's right. Yep, all run so far. And again,
No, it's going to be a pass, a play-action fake to number 13.
Quarterback, Keith.
That's Austin
Hooper.
Kelly. And Hooper rolled to the far side of the field going left. And he didn't find anybody open, so he took it himself, called his own number, and picked up about 4 yards.
About four on the play. We'll call
just
it third and
over,
six.
Just over midfield. The one side of the pigskin almost touching the line right in the middle of the field here in Kindy at North Huron High School. It's going to be third and six. In Carsonville, Port Sanilac, you would have to guess, probably in two down territory. They're hoping to convert here. They converted on their first third down and then immediately fumbled the ball on the first down right after that. There is a little counter play. It does not get to the sticks. Number 12, Peyton Mooney, coming from the far side of the formation.
Connor Sutcliffe's there to make the tackle.
And Connor Sutcliffe with the tackle.
Two on the play. It's going to be
maybe 2 yards.
Fourth.
The ball now almost to the middle.
Fourth and five.
The space in between the 50 and the North Huron 45-yard line. Call it the 48. And the ball was just over midfield before that. So a short 2 yard gain on third down. Fourth and five, maybe fourth and four here. Quinton Hooper under center. Another run play, a dive up the middle. That's not going to get there. He was met right at the line.
The right side of the Warriors line is there to
Austin
stop him. He picked up a couple yards, but well short. And the Warriors are going to take
right
over
at the line of scrimmage. He was able to
45 at about drag the 46.
The pile for maybe a
I
yard
remind
and
you
half,
that Cheryl's downstairs with 50-50 raffle ticket from the Athletic Coasters.
They got about a yard and a half.
If you haven't got your ticket yet, she
John,
is
what do you
right
think about that play call
concession
on fourth and five?
Downstairs.
That's a pretty conservative
sure
play, which
you'd
expect maybe on first down, not fourth down.
Yeah, he's really trying to work this rushing game, and especially going up the middle. I try to mix it out, maybe even a pitch out or something like that.
But you see the sweat on some of the heavier players, the bigger players for North Huron, that sweat really soaking through those yellow uniforms. They got the yellow pants and the yellow tops. You can tell it's hot out there. If you can get stops on defense, you are looking at a pretty nice situation. It takes a lot more effort playing defense than it does offense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. Especially the front line, too, down in the trenches.
There was play action going to the far side of the field. Then Knobloch pitched it to Craig coming to your side, and he's tackled for a loss on the play. It's a loss of yard. Second and 11 from the 45 of North Huron for the Warriors, already up 16 to nothing. 3 minutes left in the first quarter here from Kindy, Michigan, and North Huron High School. The Warriors there lined up on the near side hash. Plenty of open field on the far side, and they toss it going that way with Craig. And he's got room. The burners are on. He's gone. Craig is going to go. That is 55 yards. He was not touched. You could see that one setting up. Like I said, the ball
55 yards in the end zone. Touchdown North Huron.
On the far side available, and they tossed it that way, and Mike Craig, the senior, who is came in averaging almost 20 yards a run, he had a lot of space going to the far side of the field.
Boy, I don't think they were looking for that one. I think they were looking for another pass. You know, you're up by three touchdowns right now. They're probably thinking, okay, going to maybe do a short pass. Bought into something else, and, yeah, run on the right side and all the way.
The big beef on the right side of the North Huron line providing a big hole. Well, there's going to be another dive here on, and he's into the end zone.
David Johnson
was not pretty.
Into the end zone, two-point conversion is good.
That was not good. Which
as Tony smashes his way to the end
Tommy
zone.
Tommy Toner, the senior big number 93, with the fullback dive that seems to be North Huron's play of choice.
2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That's 3 2-point conversions.
24-0 over the Tigers.
Why change it if it's working, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Tigers are going to have to get something going here. I'm not sure what. The run play is good, but they're going to have to try to mix it up somehow. A short pass, a slant, you know, try to work the ball down the field, get first downs, and then strike the Warriors to get them to respect them a little bit.
Well, you've seen it. Mike Craig, easily the fastest player on this field so far, the running back for North Huron.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure.
And you have some pretty good runners on the other side of the ball for the Tigers, but just not as explosive. So when North Huron finds themselves in 2nd and 11 or 4th and 16, they're able to make plays with those skill positions. It doesn't look like the Tigers have the ability to do that.
No, it looks like, they're a little slower. I think that's why Coach Rickett might be looking for plays up the middle, off guard, off tackle, hoping for some blocking to open up that that midsection.
And the only problem with doing something like that is you tend to become predictable, and it looked like North Huron knew what was coming on that 4th and 5 on Carsonville Port Saint Alex last drive.
Yep, yeah, that's right.
So here's the kickoff from the 40-yard line. North Huron up 24-0 in the first quarter, 2:40 left. It's a good kick towards almost to the 15-yard line, and this is going to be a good return, another good return for Carsonville Port Saint Alex across the 40. He took it right in the middle of the field and then cut towards the near side of the field going
13,
right. And then he cut up.
That and Shornak come up from the bottom of the pile.
Was a tackle by Pichette and Shornak of North Huron.
The 42-yard line. First and 10
for the
Tigers.
It looked like it was Peyton Mooney on the return. Like I said, a pretty good one. From around the 17-yard line or so up to the 42 of Carsonville Port Saint Alec. Once again, good field position. Now it's time to make that mean something.
That's right, yeah. And now there some of that baggage from the first part of the first quarter. Hopefully, you know, that might be weighing down, and hopefully they can pull out of this.
Timeout, CPS.
Timeout from Carsonville Port Saint Alec. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors Carroll. Come save $10,000 in rebates and dealer discounts on 2017 Ford F-150 trucks or on 2017 Ford Expeditions. If your Ford lease is coming due by the end of January 2018, get up to 3 payments waived when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call me at 989-673-4171 or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carol.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City offers a full range of year-round agronomy services to maximize your crop and field profitability. From GPS soil sampling to fertilizer recommendations, variable rate fertilizer spreading, custom chemical application, detailed crop plans, and crop scouting for efficient pest management, their agronomists have the knowledge and resources to help maximize yield with minimum investment. You get year-round agronomy support from Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Back at North Huron High School, Kindy, Michigan, the Warriors up 24-0, 2:30 exactly left in the first quarter. CPS has the ball from their own 42. It looked like it was Quentin Hooper on the kickoff return, a nice one up to the 42-yard line. Mooney is in motion to the near side of the field, and it's
pass
a little
pass is complete to number 24,
action.
Ty Knobloch makes a tackle,
play.
But he picks up 11
big
yards and a first
24.
Down.
That's Devin Taylor, the junior, brought down by Ty.